Blog Talk Radio.
Ew. RD Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo.
Discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ahí vamos.
Yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos. Pero nos amamos, ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos ahí.
Y así nos mantenemos en este show y el mismo can. A veces yo no entiendo de verdad cuál es tu plan. Si somos dos personas diferentes y no sé cómo sucedió,
a mí no hay otra como tú, pa' ti.
Hey, what's up? How was your weekend? I hope you enjoyed it. Oh, it got cold down in South Carolina real fast. It seemed like it went from hot to rainy to cold. No break in between none of the weather. So what's on your mind? I'm so glad that you can join and listen to the show with Shepherd Moore Clayton Weldon. You know how I start the show off with a motivation thought or words to the wise or something to think about before we get into the juice be part of the show. You know what I'm saying? The main course, the entree. We're going to...
Ew. RD. Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo.
Cuando no la llamo.
Siempre me hace reclamo.
Discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
You know, it's been a lot going on in the news, as always. Can I say something? Or I'm about to say something. People, please think before you do anything.
Ew. RD. Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo.
Cuando no la llamo.
Siempre me hace reclamo.
Discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos.
People, please think before you do the wrong. I know your emotions are high. You really got hate in your heart. And you think if I shoot this person, kill this person, all my trouble will be over and I can go with my life. But you gotta remember something. Don't let 5 minutes of anger cause you the rest of your life in prison or death row. Don't let it. Think before you do anything. Think about the long-term effect. I know you're thinking right now, I'm hot, I'm mad, they pissed me off, I got to get them back, I got to keep my name in the street, I got to do all this great stuff. But remember this, when you get behind bars, you are nobody, you are nothing. You are property of the state, you are a slave. And I'm not being mean or making fun of you situation, but think before you do anything. Don't think it's just going to stop at that moment. There's consequences to the actions that you do. There's some good action and some bad action, but everything got a price. Are you willing to pay that price? Second part of the motivation before the story gets started is, men, please pull up your pants. It's not cool. It's not cute. It's not attractive. It makes you look like a bum. B-U-M, bum. It makes you look slack, slouchy, lazy, no good for nothing. It says a lot about your character that you're just not going anywhere. But why would you pick that as a trend to follow in fashion, to walk around with your pants down? Out of all the things you could follow, that was the one thing you followed. You didn't follow getting a job. You didn't follow getting an education. You didn't follow being a good citizen or a good American. You didn't follow none of that. But the one thing you picked to do is walk around with your behind out with 3 or 4 pair of underwears on. Why? Why is that the one stupid thing that you don't need to follow? You follow it wholeheartedly. Women don't want a man that can't wear his pants right. It don't look cute. It don't look cool. It makes you look retarded. Why are you walking around here looking retarded when you don't got to? I'm just saying. The way you carry your clothes tell about a lot about you as a person. Grown men. I mean, you as a grown man need to know something. It's not cute. It don't show that you got skill. It don't show you suave. It don't show. The one thing that we let society train us how to do look bummy, and we accept that. Why do you think it's cool to look like a bum? I'm just wondering. Why do you like looking like a fool? Ain't nothing sexy about being foolish. Take back your pride. Be the king that you are. Be something great. Don't let people dictate your future by telling you, oh man, I look like I'm the joint with my pants down. So you look really retarded. I'm just gonna put it out there. And I'm not calling you retarded, but it looks retarded. I'd like to give it to
Eo, RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo, siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos. Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos. Nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, pa'.
Que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos.
Like I was saying, if you have any questions, I want to give out some feedback. Email me at weldonr112@gmail.com. It's weldonr112@gmail.com. To be a guest calling is 691-59934. Once again, to be a guest calling or you want to highlight some people or give me a shout out, you can do that 646-915-9934. Food for the Soul Menu, Maple Salmon, Carrot and Fennel, and for dessert, Pumpkin Crunch Cake, and for the drink, 151 reasons. Food for the Soul Thought. It is better to be hated for what you are than to be loved for what you are not. Once again, food for the soul thought, it is better to be hated for what you are than to be loved for what you are not. Today's topic is dealing with, I know that's a touchy subject for a lot of people because a lot of people have lost a loved one in the past couple of years or the past couple of days or the past couple of weeks or whenever. It's not an easy subject, but we all have to deal with it at some point in life because we all have lost our uncle, our aunt, our grandparent, a parent, a sibling, a child. We all lost someone due to death. And I know it's a depressing thing because when you love someone, you hate to see them die. You deal with anger. You deal with grief. You deal with hate. You deal with a lot of emotions. It's a cross that we all have to bear. Bear that cross with somebody down the road. We don't want to see somebody die that we care about because you love that person and you want to see them be the best that they can be. And it's not only that we miss that person, we miss talking to that person, we miss that person's conversation, things they did for us or we did for them. It's a lot. And everybody on this earth done lost somebody, either our pet or something has passed away in your life. We all have that one thing in common. If you don't have nothing else in common, it's not a black thing, it's not a white thing, it's not a brown thing, it's not a rich thing, it's not a poor thing, it's an everybody thing. And you know what? God designed it that way because guess what? If it was just a money thing, most people would die and all the rich people would still be living. So he created it equal way. When you were born, the day you were born, you also was given another date too, the day you was going to die. I mean, it's sad, but it's a part of life. Now, when you were alive, it's up to you to accomplish what you can accomplish and be the best person that you can be. But it's up to you to do that from that line between your born date and your end date means a lot. That line means a whole lot. Were you nice to people? Did you help anybody? Were you a jerk? Were you an ass? It don't matter. What? Did you work hard? Did you drug yourself away? Did you drink yourself away? It's all up to you as an individual to make the choice to be successful and have a great life. People can tell you what to do or their opinion on how to be good, but it's up to you to take it in. Saying a hard head never soft or hard. That's true. When somebody's trying to help you and guide you along the way, it's up to you to listen. Don't be a know-it-all and you got it because you're grown. You can do whatever you want to do. Sure, you can do whatever you want to do, but there's also a price to pay. Are you willing to pay that price? And sometimes the price is very high. Sometimes the price can be with your life. Sometimes it can cause you to get injured. Sometimes it can cause you a disability, like losing a leg or arm or something. I mean, so you got to be careful when somebody's telling you something. Don't walk around, I know it all. I got this. I got it in the bag. Yeah, you got it in the bag till you screw yourself up for life. So we all have things that we're dealing with every day. Sometimes we don't even know how we make it through the day. Because, like I say, all have lost somebody. And sometimes that person was a good person. They were funny. They give you words of wisdom. They encourage you. They treated you good. So sure, you want that person around. You love them and they love you. I mean, look, I done lost a father. I done lost a stepfather. I done lost a father. I done lost an uncle last week due to cancer. I done lost a cousin. I done lost some cousins. I done lost some classmates. I done lost some family members. I done lost some people I grew up around. They're all not here anymore. You think I don't think about them? Sure I do. You can't help but think about them because they touch you in a special way. And that's life. everybody deal with things a different way. I'm not saying it's a right way or a wrong way, but if you are grief stricken, sometimes it's good to go to counseling, talk to a professional, get help, because it can be something, it can be some kind of situation. I mean, we all have to help each other out. Because today, it might be your time tomorrow. And I'm not wishing bad luck on anybody or anybody's family member. We all, something's going to happen. We all going to get mistreated. We all going to get dogged out. It's just life. There's going to be somebody that don't like you, and it might be just as simple as they don't even like your smile. You'd be surprised at what kind of people out there. We got some crazy people out there. So don't always think that, oh, I got it in the bag, or I'm so good. No, no, no. We all have stuff we have to deal with. We all have been heartbroken. We all been dumped. We all had bad relationships, some kind of way, shape, or form. We all got fired from a job for somebody being a jerk. Everybody every day deal with something one way or another. If you don't deal with something, then I don't know what's going on with you. And I'm not trying to say that in a negative way, but every day is not going to be peachy and cream. And some days it's going to be dark, dreary, it's going to suck, you don't know how you're going to make it, because every time something happens, it takes a little bit out of it. Some of you under attack, a little piece of you going. You be like, I just can't take no more, too much pressure. And we about to begin the holiday season, and you know, during this time of year, that's when the pressure hit the most. Any other time of the year, people are okay. November, December, and January. Be looking out for. If you've been through it, you just don't know. Don't be a know-it-all. Just don't do that. Don't. If I was you, I'd do. No, don't say that, because you ain't them and you can't do it like that. Stop being an ass or a jerk. Just listen. Can you just listen and not always give an answer? Is that too much to do? Don't be judgmental. Just listen. Sometimes people got a lot on them. They might just need you to be that do that for your loved ones. Take care of that. Can you be there to judge?
Eo RD Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo, siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos. Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos. Nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Tenemos en esa, pero nos amamos y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan. Ay.
Feedback, you can do that at WELDON R112@gmail.com. Once again, that's
RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos,
discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Discuta, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan,
no ahí importa, vamos. Si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente.
Once again, to be a guest caller, 646-915-9934. To leave feedback, weldon@gmail.com. Check out my health website, ramon.firstsentence.com. Once again, that's ramon.firstsentence.com. Once again, that's ramon.firstsentence.com. That's ramon.firstsentence.com. Everybody deal with death and stressful situations in their own way. Please don't turn to alcohol, drugs, pills, or whatever that can be destructive to cope. I'm not trying to sound religious or anything. Sometimes you might have to pray about it, get religious help, seek counseling, seek therapy, talk to a friend, a relative, or anybody that can help you get through this tough situation. Like I was saying earlier, it's the holiday time coming up, and that's when people have more time to reflect on how much they miss a person and what that person meant to them. So be there for your loved ones, your family, your friends, or if you know somebody that lost somebody, encourage them. You know, invite them to dinner or lunch or breakfast, whatever. Send some flowers, some candy. You know, be a good support system because that's all it's all about. Being there for your being there for somebody. Like I said, make your life matter. It's not always about how much money you make or how many fancy cars you can buy or how much fine things you have in life. Sometimes the little thing means the most. So if you love somebody and you send an email and you want to talk about it or you want to talk to somebody, you can email me at weldonr112@gmail.com. Because everybody needs somebody to talk to at some point. You cannot live in this world by yourself. You can't do it. It's impossible. Everybody needs somebody. Do everything for and by yourself. You can't have the attitude because how far are you going to go to do it your way? You don't know everything. You don't specialize in everything. Then that's just what it is. Some people are gifted in areas that you never thought about. Or things you really like. But that's okay, though. You don't have to like everything. You don't have to know everything because you know it's not for you to do. So remember, I hope you enjoy the show. I hope that you know that no matter how rich you are or poor you are or who you are, one day you're going to have to leave this world. You're going to have to go to judgment. If you don't believe in judgment, I'm not forcing you to. That's not for me to do. You have your own personal belief. But there is something you have to answer to and answer for. To you to make sure that you be in good standing when you leave here. So please be the best person that you can be. Please think long and hard before you do anything or say anything. I'm going to say, rewind that one more time. Think long and hard before you say or do anything that's on your heart and mind to do. Because once you say it, do it, you can't take it back. Are you willing to pay the price for your mouth being your mouth? Are you willing to pay the price for your actions, good or bad? Because you got to pay for things that you do. Remember, how big do you want your bill to be, really? So you got to think long and hard before you say, before you do, before you act, react, proact, whatever. Think long and hard, because there's always a price that you have to pay. Are you willing to pay that price? You never know how much the price is until it happens. Money can't buy you out of everything. It can pay your bills, sure, but it can't buy you happiness. It can't buy you health. It can't buy you some important thing, love. It can help with love, but money can't do it all. You have to care about people. Remember, love breaks every chain. And once again, if you want to be a guest, call me at 915-9934. If you want to email me or say something to me, weldonr112@gmail.com. Please, people, remember, watch how much you eat this upcoming season. Drink clean water. Don't drink too much soda. Be good to people. Be kind. Be cheerful. Be happy. And we all go through everything every day. Not everybody's going to have the perfect day, but it's how you treat others in your time of desperation or need or sickness or whatever makes you. So I hope you enjoy. Have a great day. Hope you had a great weekend. Be good. No love break every chain. Talk to you later. Peace. And if you want to get the recipes, put on my blog for the soul. I have other recipes up there daily. So check it out. And remember, be the best you that you can be. Not just for you, for somebody else.
Ew. RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo, siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos. Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos. Nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ahí vamos.
Yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente. Y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos.
Nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos ahí.
Y así nos mantenemos en este show y el mismo can. A veces yo no entiendo de verdad cuál es tu plan. Si somos dos personas diferentes y no sé cómo sucedió.
Pa' mí no hay otra como tú, pa' ti no hay otro como yo, no.
Cuando no me tienes en la casa te alteras. Si no me sientes cerca te desesperas. Me quieres dar una tanda la noche entera. Pero llego, te beso y hacemos pila de loquera.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese. Que en la calle a nadie bese. Yo solo tengo ojos pa' usted. Relájate, despreocúpate.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese. Que en la calle con nadie vive. que yo con nadie mangué. Ay, mami chula, yo estoy puesto pa' usted.
Pero nos amamos y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos y ahí vamos.
Yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Shadow Blow.
El remix oficial para República Dominicana.
J Balvin,
DJ Lobo y Shadow Blow. The business, J Balvin, man. Ahí vamos, remix, DJ Lobo.
Yo te dije que nosotros estamos trabajando a un nivel demasiado acelerado.